Hey, welcome everyone to a new episode of the God State podcast. In this episode, the first episode, I will be talking about what I think is what's the most intriguing to a lot of people, which is how your thoughts and assumptions affect others. I'll try to give you some tricks. I'll try to share with you what I have learned along the way from my personal experience of and from other people's personal experience. It's not just going to be some sharing knowledge that I've read somewhere or learned somewhere. I will actually tell you what does work for me and what doesn't work for me, what is true, what is not, and hopefully try to teach you some tricks on how to use it to your benefit. And I also want to say that this is not about manipulation or controlling others or having some power on others. We should all get along in this podcast. We should all get along that it's something that you already do, whether you want it or not, whether you know it or not, it's already working. So this is just about making it work to your benefit and using it intentionally, because whether you want it or no, it's already on autopilot. Your thoughts, your assumptions are already affecting others. And with others, I mean everyone that you see, everyone that you confront, everyone that is that you are conscious of, everyone that is in your consciousness, you're already affecting it with it. So we'll just try to learn how to use it in a positive way that will serve us, not just leave it on autopilot like this. So the first question to answer is how it works. How could I possibly be affecting another person with my thoughts? So the first myth to debunk is that you're not actually affecting another person with your thoughts and assumptions. You are creating the person to begin with. Imagine it as a TV show, a movie, and you are the director and you casted different people and you gave each one of them a script to act upon. It's exactly the same way. It's like a show and you're handing people scripts. You have cousins, you have family, you have neighbors, you have co-workers, you have a boss, and they are all actors in your show. And you're handing each and every one of them a script. And they will act perfectly the script that you handed them. So when we ask the question how it works, how could I make it work? It's just about changing the script that you hand them. For example, you have a boss that is always mean to you, that doesn't treat you good. You have to understand that there is actually no boss. There is you handing that person a script. So now comes the fun part. How to use it to your own benefit. So you have to understand that, first of all, you need to realize that every person that you deal with, no matter how far they are, no matter how detached from you they seem, is acting accordingly to your own assumptions about them. Even when you don't know the person and you think that you have no assumption when it comes to that person because it's a complete stranger, it's still directly related to you. It could be your beliefs about strangers, your beliefs about other people, but it's always, always, always in relationship to you and to your assumptions. The outside world is smoke and mirrors. It's a huge holographic mirror that is only showing you what you think, what you assume, and that's with being with people included. So the way to change it is to change your assumptions about a person. Let's assume a person is being mean to you And it has been the same way for long years. So it has kind of become a subconscious belief that this person is mean. But when I say a subconscious belief, I don't mean to make it such a huge thing. The subconscious belief is so hard to change. It's so deep in your mind. You have to work on it so long. No, a subconscious belief is just a thought that you have been thinking for a long time, that it has become subconscious. It has become in the back of your mind. You don't need to keep thinking it, to keep believing it. It's just operating in the background without even paying attention to it. It's still operating. But it's not easy. It's not hard to change it. The way to change the subconscious belief is to simply keep thinking the opposite thought. Even if your mind is going to bring you to the old belief, you keep being persistent. And soon enough, this new thought that you chose will become a belief. And soon enough, that belief will also become a subconscious belief because you have thought of it long enough. That's what a subconscious belief is. It's as simple as that. So when I say a subconscious belief, I don't mean to scare you off. A subconscious belief is just a thought that you have been thinking long enough that it has become independent from your kind of operating by itself without much needing your attention. But it's easy to change it. So I said, we pick a new assumption about this person. Instead of complaining or feeling bad about them being mean to us, we just stop it for a second and say, this person is nothing but a reflection of my assumptions about them. What am I assuming that make them act this way? They are mean to me. So I might be assuming that this person doesn't love me, this person hates me, I am irritating to this person cannot stand other people. So it's all just a mix of my own assumption about this person. I want to change it. How can I change it? The only way to change it is to assume something else. So you will choose what you want to project on this person. We want to project on them love, care, being gentle with us. So we will choose that. We will go, for example, this person is having more love towards me every day. This person appreciates me every day a little bit more. This person respects me every day a little bit more. And even if you don't see it yet, just persist on your new assumption. Just keep thinking that the person loves you more and more and respects you more and more and appreciates you more and more. And whatever you see on the outside, whatever you see this person doing, just keep on assuming and on repeating and on persisting on your new assumptions about them. Here will come the guitar analogy that Bentinho Massaro talked about. Is when you start, for example, you are in a room, the room is empty, and you're playing a song on a guitar, and you're playing the song, and the song is being echoed on the outside. It's being echoed. Then all of a sudden, you decide to change the song, and you start playing the new song, but the old song is still being echoed. Are you going to stop the new song to go back to playing the old one so you can catch up with the echo, or will you keep on playing the old one, the new one, so the echo can catch up with the song? So it's the same thing. When you assume something about the person, even if you still see them acting their old ways, don't get upset about it and just keep on persisting, on feeling, on drenching yourself on the feelings of love that you're getting from this person and the feelings of respect that you're getting on this person and the appreciation that you're getting from this person. Drench yourself in it. whatever you see coming back from them, just assume it's old news. It's old news. It's soon gonna fade away. It's old news. And keep on persisting. And before your eyes, you will see them change to meet your new assumptions of them. 100%, there is no other way. It works this way. It is law. It does not fail. If there is something so consistent in this life, in this universe, is this law. There is nothing more consistent than it. So it's the same way, the same technique with anything that you want to see in another person, whether good or bad, whether it be a huge of a leap or a small of a leap, it's all the same way. It's all the same law. Whatever you assume about the person, they will act upon it, no matter who they are, no matter how hard-headed you think they are, no matter how unrealistic you think it is, how you think that it's not them. You have never seen them being this way. No matter what you think, no matter how hard you think it is law. Whatever you assume about them, they will act upon. So just try to play with your assumptions. If you don't believe it yet, I understand. You can start by small leaps so you can build up your faith. For example, instead of changing a person completely, just start by assuming small things about them. For example, I have a feeling that this person will be extra nice to me today. I have a feeling that this person will show me extra attention or affection today, and you'll get it back. If you assume it, you'll get it back, and then you will believe that it actually works, and it will just keep on building your faith. And when you build your faith and you feel like you believe it totally, you believe that it works this way, you can make huge leaps. You can jump from this to that in a day or two or even less. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hoped you learned something from it. I would be more than happy if you leave me some feedback. You can reach out to me on Instagram at The God State. My Instagram is The God State. You can reach out to me, tell me what you want to hear on the next episodes, which topics you're more interested about than other topics. Your questions, I'll try to include your questions in podcasts. And I hope you enjoyed it, and I wish you a good day, or if it's the evening, a good evening, and take care of yourselves, and bye-bye.